Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. It's up, it's up. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Are you tired of endlessly searching for work, applying for jobs and never hearing back, job openings vanishing into thin air? What if with just one connection you could link with dozens of companies that are hiring? What if that connection was a locally owned business ready to help without charging a fee? Express Employment Professionals is your one connection. Go to expresspros.com. With endless opportunities, it's time to try something new in your job search. Let Express Employment Professionals help you. Start at expresspros.com.
What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Winter is coming.
Heavy rain, sleet, snow, and ice. Are your tires up for the challenge? Tread confidently in winter's worst with a set of new tires from Tire Rack. They sell only the best, like the full line of Vredestein tires. Go to TireRack.com/sports. That's TireRack.com/sports. Tell them what you drive. Your tires will ship fast and free to you or one of over 10,000 recommended installers. That's TireRack.com, TireRack.com, TireRack.com. The way tire buying should be.
Thanks for listening to the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weeknight, 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Eastern, 7 to 11 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every night on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
Now let's get this party started.
You're listening to Fox Sports Radio.
Greetings. Welcome in. Final hour of the program here at Fox Sports Radio. The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Dan Beyer in for Jason Smith tonight. Smith off ill. Expected back tomorrow, although with the shellacking the Astros gave the Mets, he's not feeling very well.
It's not going to make anybody feel good.
Mi duele el estomigo. I'm trying. I've been taking my Babbel and bit by bit trying to get my Spanish back. So... we'll see how much I really don't know. Once upon a time, I was fluent, Dan. That's 30 years ago.
Yeah,
not to age myself too much.
I didn't know that you were fluent in it.
Yeah, I did 4 years in high school, and I got really good at it.
Okay.
And I was immersed, right? South side of Chicago. Adjacent to my high school was a neighborhood with a large Hispanic population. So on the buses and everything, you know, I tried to... Tried to immerse myself, and occasionally I would start laughing on a bus, and you could see guys were getting nervous, like, oh, he understands. Like, you know what? I'm sorry. You don't like the color of my pants. You know, those kind of things.
I went the German route, so I had 4 years in high
school.
Oh, look
at that.
Yeah, then took a semester in college as well, and so I knew that for a while, and now I don't even know if I could put a sentence together.
No, that's it. I'm trying to get better again. And with the subscription that I have, one of the few things I did right during the pandemic was take advantage of some of these. Hey, if you buy now, you have lifetime access. So I'm going to try to relearn some of the Spanish. And then as I want to be a globetrotter someday, so I can take advantages of the, hey, the Rolling Stones are going to be in Berlin. Why don't you come out and you take advantage of this pre-sale code that maybe someday I'll be able to go and maybe speak a little of the language when I do.
It sounds like a plan.
It's a tall order, no question about it. Right now, around Colorado, a lot of celebration still going off the Stanley Cup final. and all the celebration. We talked about the dented cup and all of those things. Certainly, look, people have their thoughts on the finish there, and my parents were saddened, right? They got to celebrate my daughter winning a national title in soccer. I'm going to say that 9,000 times because it feels good to say it. But then they're just outside of Tampa, so they were really sad that at the end of the night to watch their season end and, you know, no three straight championships. See, I didn't give you $7, Pat Riley. But now you have a big controversy starting to brew, and it goes back to the age-old adage, no cheering in the press box, which we know, come on, you've been in press boxes, Dan. I've been in press boxes. I don't know that that's necessarily adhered to in most places, some with some reverence, but oftentimes, you know, there's a little bit, maybe understated. I'm not saying guys are pulling out the noisemakers, vuvuzelas, and other things, but, you know, especially if you're on a beat and you're following a squad and you're ingrained in a community, maybe you get a little excitable. As Mike Chambers of the Denver Post did after the Cup experience, he was handed the Stanley Cup by Landeskog. You know, he got the picture with the captain, he handed it to him, and he put it over his head, right? He did the whole Tusken Raider Star Wars Episode 4 A New Hope and lifted it up and did a couple of presses, and now fans are mad. He tweeted out, quote, "Probably the most memorable experience of my career, hashtag Stanley Cup." And everybody immediately getting on to, are you a journalist or a jock groupie, and all the other derogatory terms that derive out of that. Someone, I guess we don't have to worry about maintaining objectivity in journalism anymore. Just do whatever you want. Be a part of the team you cover. You know, once upon a time, the reporters were actually paid by the team that were on the road. If you go back in history, and you had to keep those relationships. Here, it's a different age in terms of big J, little J. We talk about sports talk radio, and look, I call myself a carnival barker, and I try to be a realist when it comes to it, Dan. I'm a kid from Chicago. I love sports. I grew up watching Chicago teams. Everybody, I watched a lot of Cubs, but I hated them because we were White Sox kids, much to my mom's chagrin. But you watched, and that what gets you interested in, well, what we do. And for me to come on air, as some would try to have you believe, oh, I don't cheer for any teams or players or whatever. It's like I call them all liars. You may not do it outwardly, but the love of sport and some connection to your childhood is still there. Now, you may be overly critical of the team, and that's one of the things with Chambers. I can't claim to have read all his columns and know where he stands, but I got to believe you're long-term in a marketplace. You know, you've got, you know, fair coverage, call out the problems when they're there, celebrate when a team's going well. All of those things are going to happen. He's been covering the team a while, and they won a cup. And the captain handed him the cup. I don't know that a lot of folks are waving that off.
Yeah, that's the big point to me is of just how it was done. I look at this, you know, this picture of Mike Chambers, and I don't look at it as him celebrating the Avalanche winning the Stanley Cup. I see a hockey writer who has the opportunity to hold, you know, arguably the greatest trophy in all of sports. And when you go into the background, which, listen, I get if you're on NFL Network and you're Ian Rappaport, you're not going on there and you're saying, guess what? I'm a Raiders fan. Like I totally get that. Like you can't do it. You're covering the entire NFL. He writes for the Denver Post. He travels to every, you know, Avalanche game that there is, home or road. You are embedded with these guys. And I think one of the misconceptions is, Mike, is that how much these reporters and these players and coaches actually do have a relationship. And that's the point of it to me, which is what you said at the end, when the captain calls you over and says, here you go, take a lift, you know, of this. I think it's also him saying, you've spent 20 plus years in the business. You know, here's the greatest trophy in all of sports. You know, this is your opportunity to do it. And that's how I view it. And I think that we get so, I don't know, caught up in, you know, and when it comes to just something like this in sports, you know, I think that it's almost fake outrage, faux rage, as we like to call
Nicely
it.
Done, yeah.
That's what I, you know, what I get from all of this. And I do think that there is a difference in certain aspects, but, you know, you go to Mike and the Mad Dog, as you know, the show that really started the sports talk radio genre, and you could say what you want about, you know, Chris Russo. He's always been a San Francisco Giants fan. Okay, that's who he is. Loves baseball. Can talk baseball to your ear off, but he's a diehard San Francisco Giants fan. Do we think that he holds anything less off of that? No. And I think it's different when you're. I think it's different when you're a talk show host. I think it's different when you're a beat writer. I think the rules are all different. So I say the outrage of this, pretty ridiculous, because I don't think people realize how close you get to a team and the coaches and the players when you're actually following them game after game after game.
Yeah, and just because you once upon a time went to journalism school doesn't mean you're still working with the Big J, at least in my estimation. And folks might argue with that. As soon as, you know, some of the debates, the inane debates that we will have over certain circumstances here on Sports Talk Radio. And I get it. Some of them are mind-numbing, right, when we debate some of these legacy things or whatever. Like, yeah. we can all look it up and we can all do it. But, you know, when we're talking about pure journalism, you know, that's not what we do on a day-to-day basis. We have insiders on to come talk about things, right? You mentioned NFL Network. Look at some of your hosts of your morning shows or whatever. Like, you know, Kyle Brandt. It's Bill's Mafia all day long, right?
Sure.
And that's fine. But that's it. He's a morning show host.
Yes.
And he's wearing it on his sleeve. You know, this is my squad. Okay, cool. I'm not going to go against that. And everybody comes from somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
Or you make a relationship with a player, even if you're a national guy. Right? Our buddy Jay Glazer. He calls it fair. Calls it balanced. He'll break news. But he's got relationships with guys that's pretty well established, right?
Yes.
Bruce Arians or Sean Payton or Mike Tomlin comes on with us during the football season once a week. And he'll reference conversations with them. Andrew Whitworth, now a member of the media, but as a player, was a guy he got to know through his training and everything else. So, I mean, to kind of push aside that those relationships exist, you're living in a fantasy land.
If he's running around, if he's sliding along the rink after they win the Stanley Cup and giving high fives all around, that's one thing. You know, then all right, you know, like, okay, that's a little odd. Giving high fives to players on the field, or, you know, this is, the night is done. He literally has his backpack on like he's leaving.
Yeah.
Like, my job is done for the night. I'm about to take off. Oh, hey, before you go, here's a chance to lift Lord Stanley's cup. Like, yes, please, absolutely. You know, like there's beer bottles. He's got a cigar. Listen, it's the end of his season as well. You know, that has started in September and October. You know, it's just, I don't know why people would get up in arms over it. It's jealousy. It's absolutely jealousy. Justin Frostberg hit it on the head. Absolute jealousy. That's what it comes down to.
I mean, who doesn't want the cup? And look, even if he'd gone out and slid on the ice and whatever else, the only thing, you know how he can get out of it? Today I announced my retirement.
Yeah.
Team I've covered and loved, and I've laughed and cried and logged many a weary mile with. They won the Stanley Cup final. I'm done.
Yeah,
I'm going out in a style, and he's like skating around like he's Chris Farley.
I covered Super Bowl 48 when the Seahawks beat the Broncos. We talk on the show, and I'm a Seahawks fan. It would have been weird, Mike, for me to go and get a picture with the Vince Lombardi trophy. That would have been fanboy. You want to know why? Because I didn't follow the Seahawks, you know, day after day after day from training camp, talking to the players. We were there for the week for the Super Bowl covering it, but that was all the covering that I did of the team, you know.
Right.
But I'm in the locker room, and as I'm interviewing, you know, KJ Wright or trying to do these interviews with these players, I'm not like, hey man, awesome. You want, like, I'm doing my reporting duties, but that doesn't mean that these guys who are closer, who have more personal relationships, you know, with these teams, should act how I like. I, for me personally, I would have, it would have been out of line for me to do that. But I don't have the relationship that Mike Chambers has, nor do I, that I have the experience covering the sport. So while it's wrong for me, I don't think it's wrong for him. And I think that it's not just a, you know, a, oh, you're a journalist now or not. Like, honestly, Mike, if you're a hockey journalist, that should be like a thing that you should be able to get to do. I mean, to be able to touch the, you know, the Stanley Cup, or to be able to do something like that, that would be part of your that would be like helping out, fill out your profession. You know, so for people to get mad, Justin said they're jealous, they're just looking for something to complain about.
I think part of it just comes down to a basic tenet that exists in every business that we all operate in. Ours, you know, certainly with you out there listening, wherever you may be, we appreciate you giving us your time talking about Fox Sports Radio, whether it's positive or negative. You like what we say or don't, you come back for more, right? We see the numbers. We continue to grow our affiliates, listener time, all of those things, podcast impressions. It's not lost on us. But the thing is, we're building a relationship with you. Likewise, Chambers had built relationships with all these people. Everything is a relationship business, right? And sometimes you have a little bit of a transactional thing, right? You need your dishwasher fixed. All right, get him on, get him over, get him in. And maybe you don't need to see that person again for a decade. So the relationship isn't built. But maybe you've got pipes that need to be changed out. Maybe you've got a leak somewhere, right? And all of a sudden you've got a larger project. You know what helps? That you've met someone and that you develop a rapport. Not only for pricing, but just in terms of the flow of operation to facilitate that job getting done to your satisfaction and to adjust with your schedules and whatever as needed, right? So it's the same thing all the way through, is trying to make sure that you foster those relationships. That's what Chambers clearly had done a good job of here. As the captain said, hey, dude, check this out.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
There are some things that are too good to keep a secret, like how your Amex Platinum card helps you have the perfect trip. I'd like to check into the Centurion Lounge. Or how it seems like you always get those hard-to-snag tables.
Ooh, yum.
And how you get the most out of select can't-miss events. With access to the Centurion Lounge, Resi Priority Notify, and Amex card member benefits at select events, you'll have to share. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Jason Smith Show, Mike Harmon here. Hour four of the program. Cruising along. Thanks for being with us. Thanks to our team, Dave and Alex and Justin. Guys in the back getting all the editing done and pulling sound clips, making it sound so pretty. We had audio from Brooks Koepka kind of talking about his change of venue and change of stance related to the LIV Tour. We'll do that in a few minutes, Dan. I know that's one that's hanging out there as well. We were talking about lots of money earlier with all the free agency moves. But let's go back onto the courts. And Serena Williams playing her first singles match in 364 days. 7-5, 1-6, 7-6, and a 10-7 loss to Harmony Tan on Tuesday. 3 hours, 10-point third set tiebreak to decide. So she told the reporters, "Today I gave you all I could do, you know, today. Maybe tomorrow I could have given you more. Maybe a week ago I could have given you more. But today, that's what I can do. And at some point, you have to be able to be okay with that. And that's all I can do. I can't change time or anything. So that's all I can do on this particular day."
It was, I'll tell you what. Anytime that Serena would take the court, it's must-watch TV.
Sure.
But obviously, in her heyday, the first round at Wimbledon wasn't, you're like, all right, let's wait till she gets to the quarterfinals or semifinals. Then we're going to watch this. But for her to be a wild card entry, for her to not have played for a year, and then to lose the way that she lost today, it's not meant to be hot take-ish, because it's not hot take-ish. And it's with all the respect in the world with what Serena Williams has accomplished. 23 Grand Slam singles titles. Her goal was to catch Margaret Court's 24, but in the open era, nobody had more than Serena Williams, men's or women's. But she's going to be 41 years old in September. And to see today what happened on the court where she had won seven times. And it's different, Mike, like to go and have to play in the heat in Australia, to go play on the hard courts of the U.S. Open. Wimbledon is, it's not like the safe place, but it would be the place that you would go and think like, okay, obviously it has the most tradition. But to lose, she was a wild card entry, to see some of the shots that she missed, yeah, it was rusty. She was up 4-love in the third set tiebreak to 10, and then immediately gave 5 points away. And it just wasn't the Serena Williams. They even questioned on the broadcast, like, could this be the last time that we see Serena Williams play in a Grand Slam event, play at Wimbledon? And I think it's all fair. I mean, with everything that she now could do in her post-tennis life, to try to put the commitment into getting ready and playing at the level. And again, she competed today, but it wasn't like she was facing the top-seeded player at Wimbledon.
Right.
She wasn't. You know, she was facing another unseeded opponent and ended up falling in three sets in that tiebreaker. So it just, the reality of it is just, it doesn't scream end of the line, but it just is saying it very loudly. Like, we are, you know, she hasn't won a Grand Slam title since 2017. So it's not like all of us are just going to suit up at the U.S. Open and win. Like, those days are done. And if you're not going to win a title, then what is the real motivation for Serena to come back? And I don't know what it is.
Yeah, I mean, you got family, you've got business, all the accomplishments that you've got off the court, right? Young family roll through. You've battled back from a number of injuries, right? Obviously, in this, you had a torn hamstring that kept her off the court. So, you know, answering the questions after the loss, was asked about her future. Like, I don't know. I feel like, you know, I don't know. Who knows? Who knows where I'll pop up?
Sure.
Right? I mean, that's where you're at, right? We've watched this, and it's tough to watch, certainly in team sports, because, right, you start thinking about moving chess pieces and everything else. All right, this person's getting older, right? The Steelers, Mike Tomlin, over the weekend talking about, hey, you know what? I don't know what we got. I'm excited to see what it's like, right? First year that he's not got Ben Roethlisberger. And there's good and bad in that, right? There's a guy, and he talked about it. It's like, guy you could trust, guy you know what he could do, but you also know when the limitations started and how you had to adjust therein. And when you got a guy who's won two Super Bowls, he's going to be reticent to take some of the criticism, some of the adjustments that might need to be made. And individual side, I mean, what do we got? You got a tennis, and obviously everybody always looking over at Tiger Woods, right? Wishing, wanting, hoping that the guy that used to dominate every major is going to suddenly walk through the door. And with Serena, same thing, right? We all age ourselves. We do our best not to age our athletes because then, well, that means we're getting that much older.
Yes.
Which is why the draft and all the two-way signings on Thursday really kind of ticked me off, Dan. All of a sudden, all he's got junior this, junior that. It's like I watched his dad's entire career 5 years into the Hall of Fame, and they've now been Hall of Famers for multiple years, and now the kid's getting drafted. Psychologically, it really is damning. As bad as the missing hair on the back of my head.
And if you don't know it, I don't expect you to know it, but actually, I'm not even going to. I hate that when people give me on-the-spot quizzes.
No, that's okay. Go ahead. Make me look silly.
No, it's all right. Serena's ranking entering Wimbledon was 1,204th.
There you go.
So that, I mean, there's 128 women competing at Wimbledon. She got a wild card entry. So according to the rankings, and we're not doing it to the rankings, but
rankings!
There are 1,000 other players that are ranked higher than her that aren't at Wimbledon.
Yeah, I mean, she hasn't played in a year, but she is who she is.
She won there seven times. She deserves it. Like, absolutely. Right. Like, she should carte blanche. If she wants an entry when she's 62, she should enter. You know, like I have no problem with that. But again, it's just a matter of, do you want to? She just put 3 hours in and was up 4-love in the third set tiebreaker and then ended up losing in the first round. It's one of the things that I've always felt, Mike, why the Super Bowl hangover is such a real thing, because you work so hard during the season, you have to have all those breaks go your way, and then you fall short, and then you have to go and do it again. Like that, like to me, like the motivation after you lose the Super Bowl is so just, you would think that it would be like there because you want to right the wrong. But when you realize everything that you went through in the season prior to get to that point, it's why I think it's such a real thing. And that's why, like, you look at this loss today, and when she's saying, she's like, I don't know, like, how do you, it's not like she made a valiant run to the quarterfinals and said to herself, you know what, I've been off a year, but I still made it to the quarterfinals of Wimbledon. Maybe I can do this. Maybe if I get back into the game. It's just a lot to ask. So, you know, she lost another unseeded player who's making her debut at Wimbledon.
No, but that's the thing, right, is that, you know, time evolves, styles. Yep. You're maybe not as confident in certain shots. Physically, you're on the comeback, and while you've played a lot of practice rounds and matches, you haven't been back on this stage. And look, Father Time catches us all in one way or another. And for Serena Williams, it's just been a hell of a run to be able to watch.
Yeah.
Now, should Will Smith have won an award for that role? Well, we could argue about that. But should he have slapped Chris Rock? No. But, you know.
The hole that she will leave in the sport of women's tennis is taken up by three guys in men's tennis. You know, like when Federer and Nadal, like right now, sure, Roger Federer is not playing at Wimbledon. Well, guess what? Nadal and Federer end up kind of taking some of that. And who knows when Roger Federer is going to move on. But still, when you go to the women's draw, like, you can love Coco Gauff and you can, you know, maybe love some of the other players, but there's no one that even comes close to the draw of what Serena is.
Oh, no. Right? I mean, look, and to make that equivalency again, it was what we always said with Tiger. Right, unless you're really into golf, right, and you're a huge fan, obviously, we're here at Fox Sports Radio. I'm not to the level of yours, but I pay attention. Mm-hmm. But there's not that person that resonates to the general public, right? So if Tiger's in a tournament, people pay attention. As soon as Tiger leaves the course, either because he's injured or because he's missed a cut or he's just not available, obviously things change.
Yeah.
So, and with Serena, to some degree, that's going to be the case, right? Folks are going to wait for that next breakthrough dominant star.
There was one other thing, and then we can move on from
this.
Yeah,
head on.
There was a tweet that I saw of Venus Williams and Serena's mom in the box at Wimbledon. And again, it's just a screenshot, but Venus couldn't have looked less interested. And Serena's mom looked like she was sleeping. Now, again, it's a screen grab. But think about it. Like, does the family want to do this anymore? You know, and like, does her family now with her husband and her child, like, you know, like, is this now just over for them? You know, like, does it even matter anymore? Like, that's the other stuff that you weigh in, because it has been so much of everyone in that family's life. And if they're just going along with it, you know, how long do you go along with it? So,
yeah, I mean, at some point you're done with it, right? I got to think as a family and with everything, and then certainly the movie, and, you know, I take the joke with Will Smith as they try to figure out what's next off of that, but just their whole lives have been in the public eye.
Yep.
Maybe they just want to jettison to an island and be done with it. We shall see.
Be sure to catch live editions of the Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, this is Jason McIntyre. Join me every weekday morning on my podcast, Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre. This isn't your typical sports pod pushing the same tired narratives down your throat every day. Straight Fire gives you honest opinions on all the biggest sports headlines, accurate stats to help you win big at the sports book, and all the best guests. Do yourself a favor and listen to Straight Fire with Jason McIntyre on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, it's Jonas Knox. Job searching can be a lonely process. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish. It's time for a better way to find a job. Express Employment Professionals is the local jobs expert you can trust, and they never charge a fee to help with your job search. Go to expresspros.com to find the office near you. Each year, tens of thousands of job seekers find work with help of Express Employment Professionals, and Express helps people find all kinds of jobs, from manufacturing to logistics to customer service to accounting and more. Getting an interview with Express can be as easy as a phone call, and with just one application with Express Employment Professionals, you're in the running for numerous opportunities in your community. Make your job search easier by letting the professionals at Express be your talent agent to find you the right spot on a great team. Express Employment Professionals is your one connection for getting a job. Visit expresspros.com today.
Finding the right news podcast can feel like dating. It seems promising until you start listening.
When you hit play on Post Reports, you'll get fascinating conversations and sometimes a little fun, too. I'm Martine Powers.
And I'm Elahe Azadi. Martine and I are the hosts of Post Reports. The show comes out every weekday from The Washington Post.
You can follow and listen to Post Reports wherever you get your podcasts. It'll be a match, I promise.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love.
Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
One of the things we talked about last week, you know, the LIV Tour and the changes in golfers deciding on their futures. And one guy in particular, Brooks Koepka, is one that stands up. And, well, he took to the podium to explain, well, why he changed his mind.
Jerry Longman with the New York Times for Pat and Brooks. So there's been a lot of complaint from politicians, some club members who've resigned, the 9/11 survivors, about Saudi involvement in golf and whether the golfers should be participating in this. Do you have any concerns about that you are being supported by a country with really bad human rights?
So no.
Could you explain, please?
I don't have any concerns.
Playing golf.
I'm playing golf. This group has provided me an opportunity to play golf and have a different schedule, and that's my only concern. So. Yeah, I mean, I understand the topics you're trying to bring up, and they're horrible events, but I'm here to play golf. That's my deal. I've got an opportunity to play golf, and that's it. So,
pretty much spot on what Pat said. Same thing. I mean, we're here to play golf. We're excited about it. We're going to go out there, go put on the best show we can put on, and hopefully no one of us is up here on Saturday with a win.
That's Pat Perez doing most of the talking for Brooks Koepka, you know, in that scenario, which I'm sure Brooks is happy with. Brooks also said that he wasn't approached about LIV until after the U.S. Open, which is so difficult to believe, Mike. And this is
nobody's buying that.
No one is. And listen, I don't think people actually care enough of when and who is going where. When Brooks Koepka tees it up at the Open Championship in a couple of weeks at St. Andrews, I think he'll have pretty much the same amount of fans as he did when he entered the U.S. Open. Maybe a few less, I don't think a few more, but I don't think it's enough to move the needle. My problem that's starting to come up with all of this, because there are a lot of issues that it seems that the media mostly has with the players playing with LIV, is the way that that the players are addressing these questions. Because I think that golf, one of the golf struggles is it's thought of as an uppity sport, and it's only for the elite. And I think that the powers that be at golf have tried to do a lot to change that in recent years, but I still think that there's this thought about it. And to hear the way that these guys are answering these questions, and it's not just Pat Perez and Brooks Koepka, it's all the other players that have also gone on to LIV. There have been very few, like, thorough, meaningful answers to any of these questions. And that's what's starting to rub me the wrong way is we all know it's a money grab. You know it's a money grab. I know it's a money grab. Just say it's a money grab or have some sort of like thinking by it. And Pat Perez today went off on the PGA Tour and Patrick Reed as well on the problems with the PGA Tour and not being able to pick your schedule. Newsflash, you can pick your schedule. And they say it's going to affect their FedEx rankings and stuff. Okay, whatever. You know, like Brooks Koepka never cared about PGA Tour events after he won his first major 5 years ago. It was actually, it's not a running joke, Mike, but it was a theory, a theme where Koepka just wouldn't show up in PGA Tour events. He would only get up for majors. He'd miss cuts. He'd finish tied for 64th. And then the next week he's in contention at a U.S. Open. So we know that he's not into those sort of events. But I just wish these people would be somewhat truthful instead of giving us, so it's better for the schedule. It's only 54 holes. I love the format. It's all just garbage and googly gook. And I just, for a sport that still, I think, has connotations and a fan of that sport, just bothers me to see that you can't just have one player face the music and actually give a thoughtful response on why this is happening.
No, the biggest thing is that he started citing all the injuries, started dancing around, like the idea that he wasn't approached. Yes, a lot of these guys that played in that first event, they got calls before you and your agent. Come on.
Yeah.
I may be dumb at times, right? We all make dumb decisions. Nobody's buying that. Yes. Like, you're not going to convince me. I just loved he dodged a lot of stuff, and at some point he was asked why he flipped his allegiance. Well, I just changed my opinion, man. Like, he was the dude. Like, he was hanging out in the Big Lebowski. And remember, you know, long ago it was, well, it's just a money grab. Why, you know, why would I do that and whatever? And then now here we are. You decided to go for the cash grab. Just be ready to admit it, because I'm sure it was substantive.
Everybody wants to work less and get paid more. And that's what these guys are doing. And it's actually why I don't think that they've lost many fans.
No, that's right.
I think the media is more outraged on their decisions than actual individual fans in all of this.
Dan, they ruined the sanctity of the PGA Tour. The PGA Tour, which has so many problems in its history, that's laughable to even say it.
And we talked about it last week. I think Phil Mickelson is getting what he wants. The PGA Tour is already making changes.
Right.
Not that Phil Mickelson's going to go back, but that was one of his main points of making, you know, these changes. But again, they're also deflecting it and deflecting the issues by then throwing shade at the PGA Tour, but not saying why truly they are leaving and playing for LIV Golf, which is absolutely for the money.
Just take the cash and do exactly what Phil Mickelson did when he took the Shane McMahon soundtrack to his entry. He's Dan Byer for Jason Smith. I'm Mike Harmon here, Fox Sports Radio, The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon. Hey, coming up next, I need to celebrate an anniversary tonight because, well, we're the show that talks more about wrestling than anything. But also, you know, we won the feud. Now let's talk about the story and the changes afoot in terms of how a championship will be decided. That's next on Fox.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Jason Smith Show with Mike Harmon weekdays at 10 p.m. Eastern, 7 p.m. Pacific.
Hey, welcome back in Fox Sports Radio. Mike Harmon alongside Dan Byer. Coming up in about 10 minutes from now, Ben Maller over these airwaves. As he says, the vast Fox Sports Radio network. And it's true. 400-plus affiliates nationwide. We appreciate you. Keep evangelizing, telling your friends and family all about the goodness and, well, the stuff you don't like. It all counts just the same. Just don't be indifferent. Shake your fist or laugh along, whatever the case may be. At Dan Byer on Fox is where you find him. Find me over at Swollen Dome. If you have thoughts of what you'd like to see in this year's iteration of I Want Your Flex or on the Swollen Dome media, right, in terms of the social media fun, let me know. Stat polls and, well, just pithy commentary on games. You get plenty of that as we go. And probably a lot of complaining about referees sucking along the way, Dan. So we certainly have that.
I am looking forward to it. I got bitten by the bug a couple of weeks ago, where now you're just waiting to see training camp stuff. And we have a keeper's deadline actually coming up at the end of the week. So, Ooh. Yeah, it's getting into full force.
And you know what else comes out on Monday?
What's that?
The Phil Steele magazine.
Oh, okay. Sure.
So I'll get my 987 pages of that. but today, we're going to get to the ACC and how they're changing things up in a moment. But today is the 24th anniversary of one of the finest moments in sports entertainment history. Here it is.
My God, don't get him over here where we are. What's going to happen here? Undertaker fighting back. He's fighting back. They're out of bullets, folks. And I don't like it a damn bit.
My God.
There it is. Good old Jim Ross on the call. Mankind versus The Undertaker. Hell in a Cell as part of the King of the Ring event from Pittsburgh, going all the way back to June 28, 1998.
So where would that rank with you? Is that like numero uno? Is it like top three? Like, does it go to Hogan slamming, you know, Andre the Giant?
No, that is a big one. There's no question about it.
Is it Bret Hart getting screwed?
The screw job probably is the first. Because it's lived out there. And that one, as much as, you know, everything's a work, that one, there was a lot of anger and animosity that lived for years. And probably still does. So that one goes back. That was a year prior. So, I revisit the old network stuff quite often, Dan. So I got problems. What can
24 years ago, crazy.
Half my life, Dan.
I didn't watch it live. I obviously remember it happening and remember it as one of the greatest moments, but I just did not think it was 25 years ago. And then when you 24 years ago, then when you think what 24 years ago is, then it makes a lot more sense. Then you're like, oh yeah, it was. Yeah, we are getting old, to your point.
No
yeah.
question about it. All yes. the bumps and bruises, all the works that we've all done. If you're a valued customer, you deserve a simple gesture of appreciation from your credit card company. That's why Discover matches all the cash back you've earned at the end of your first year. Discover, exceptionally common sense. Learn more at discover.com/match. Limitations do apply. Finally, the ACC scrapping divisions, Dan, like we talked about in the feud. The new scheduling model of 3-5-5 is coming.
Yeah, gives each school three common opponents. Then they'll play five 1 year, and then they'll play another five the next, and then they'll rotate those five with home and away. You're basically playing everybody in a four-year span, home and away, but you'll keep three common opponents. But again, Mike, it's this conference championship game that college football just needs to get rid of. Like, it really helped the ACC a couple of years ago when Notre Dame during the pandemic year ended up playing in their league and they were undefeated, and Clemson came in with one loss and they end up playing in the title game and they both get bids into the college football playoff. But when you really take a step back, I just think it does more harm than good. I don't think we care as much outside of the SEC about the conference title game, and it's why a 12-team college football playoff needs to be here, because then it could actually do something to these conference championship games. Why would you want your team playing another game? I know it's TV money, but it just is ridiculous. I think this could hurt the ACC in the short term if you have a top team and now they're going to face a better team. It's one of the dirty little secrets.
Well, I like the idea that you have teams that have three real rivals.
Yeah.
All right, let's pick three teams. How are we picking them? Out of a hat. And then we're going to rotate. But to your point, yeah, just expand the playoffs and be done with it. The extra potential for a loss in that any given Sunday.
Yeah, I think it actually could hurt them in the short term as well.
Right on.
Now you got a better opponent to play.
Exactly. Well, thanks for hanging out, buddy.
Thanks, Mike.
Good things. We'll talk to you soon. I Watch Flex coming back. Mike Harmon, Dan Byer, Ben Maller's coming up next on Fox.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
Xfinity has free premium networks for everyone this month, no matter what kind of entertainment you love. Addicted to true crime? Catch killer cases and more spine-tingling shows on A&E Crime Central. Crave adventure? Explore Asian action movies on Hayah. Searching for something extreme? Check out skating, snowboarding, and more on Fuel TV Plus, the global home of action sports. And find crowd-pleasing bops on iHeartRadio's Hit Nation playlist. There's new free shows and movies to love every week. Say free this week in your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Live Nation presents Concert Week. Now through May 14th, get $25 tickets to over 5,000 shows. That's up to 75% off a summer full of your favorite artists like 21 Savage, Alanis Morissette, Cage the Elephant, Celeste Barber, Dierks Bentley, Fade, Hootie and the Blowfish, Janet Jackson, Kidz Bop Kids, Meghan Trainor, Pistol Puma, Sarah McLachlan. Get tickets to more than 5,000 summer shows for just $25. Until now through May 14th.
Visit LiveNation.com/Concert Week to learn more and plan your summer with Sean Paul, Sum 41, 30 Seconds to Mars, oh, and Two Door Cinema Club.